Blog Talk Radio.
This program is proudly produced by an unlicensed and unregistered journalist, blogger, commentator. It is purposely unsanctioned by the United States government, and under new legislation pending in Congress, this program, as well as those who comment and share it online, may be determined by a future court to be criminalistic or terroristic in nature and subject to penalties under U.S. law. Thank you, and may Allah bless our King and the United Soviet States of Detroit.
Oh, look at Unicorn. Oh!
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption.
Until now.
Now. You feel that?
Welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom. That's right, I said it, freedom. That's the F word, freedom. Get used to it. I want to start the show today, speaking of freedom, I know I've talked a lot about mindset and culture and all that, but we are now in, I don't know what word to call it. We have political correctness that has gone completely off the charts. I mean, it is traveling. I mean, however fast you could possibly go, whatever that infinity number is, that's how fast they are traveling deep into the cosmos. I don't understand. I don't get it. It has never resonated with me. I just don't understand it. What I'm talking about, maybe you heard, but Hallmark now has stricken the word gay. Not gay as in homosexual, but gay as in happy or merry. It's a word that has been, well, it used to mean one word, and now today people use it as another word. It still doesn't mean, just because now it has a different meaning, that you can't use the other word. What is it? It's now offensive? Well, according to these people, according to Hallmark, and this is what happens when you start thinking for other people. Instead of thinking for yourself, no. The whole thing was they struck on their ornaments. They put different phrases and you know, Christmas phrases, ho-ho and hee-hee and, you know, all that happy stuff. So they have one that used to say on the ornaments, don we now our gay apparel, and they would have like a little ugly little sweater on it. You know, those Christmas sweaters that, you know, people wear, they're gaudy, you know, but it's fun, you know, whatever. It's grandma, who cares? Let her wear the damn thing. So anyhow, they decided this year that they were going to say, don we now our fun apparel. So they've now rewritten the song because this is their excuse now. This is their excuse, or this is their reasoning behind it. Because now that the word gay has several different meanings, we don't want to offend anyone. Well, that right there seems to be offensive. I'm not gay, but I'm sure that if somebody was, they'd be like, well, wait a minute now. According to this article, they're saying, now, wait a minute. Now, that's saying that gay people dress different? Well, yeah, you know, some of them. But what they're saying is that's kind of mocking in a way. So here these people are thinking that they're doing the right thing, just like what they're trying to do with health care. This is all about liberalism. They think that they're doing the right thing. They just don't think things all the way through and realize that what they're actually doing is not good, but bad. If you're really that goddamn offensive by don we now our gay apparel and you don't want it in your home, well, then don't buy the stupid ornament. I mean, you know, color me crazy, but gee, Christmas, man, come on. And to start thinking for other people. You just made it worse. I mean, who are these people? Don we now our fun apparel? Yeah, that rhymes. That goes good with the song. So now if you play that song on the radio, is it going to be offensive now because they have the word gay? The G word now we're going to have to call it. And the only people who can say gay are people who are gay. And if you say it and you're not, well, that's offensive. Oh, God almighty, people. Stop thinking for other people. You don't rewrite the words to a classic Christmas song, whether you believe in Christmas or not. I could care less. It's irrelevant. Try changing a Ramadan song or a Yom Kippur song. I don't know if there is any Ramadan songs, but I'm sure they have, you know, something. I'm sure they've got a song somewhere in there that is somewhat religious to their religion. Oh, no, we can't do that. That would be offensive. I mean, I'm not a very, you know, big religious man. I do celebrate Christmas, but I like the ho-ho and the hee-hee and the Santa Clauses. And, you know, I know it's wrong. There's a lot of Christians that disagree with me on it. But, hey, to me, it's one day out of the year where it doesn't matter what religion you are. You could just be nice to somebody. Give somebody a friggin' gift and be nice. One day. Just one day out of the year. Be happy and festive. Yes, if you're very deeply religious and you want to celebrate the little baby Jesus, okay. Nobody's going to throw you in jail for that. Yet. Now, when churches are going to have regulations and rules and restrictions on them, so it's going to be very difficult to organize a church. Don't think for one damn second that ain't coming down the pike if we do not turn this ship around, and I mean now. What's going on in this government is beyond. And now we have people that are, again, they're just so blind, and they think that we're all doing the right thing, and everything's got to be bland and plain, and so nobody gets offensive. Well, you look, if you get offensive, you get offended by any of this stuff, you deserve to be offended. I don't feel sorry for you. I'm glad that you got offended by that. All you did was piss off everybody. Make more people offended. And if you were that goddamn concerned with the word gay, maybe you are the homophobe. You think? Oh, no. You can't be a homophobe. Why? Well, they're a Democrat. They're not homophobes. It's only the Tea Parties. Those tea baggers, which is a gay term. So, again, in order to say something, you must first think it. And if that's the only thing on your mind is tea bagging, well, then you've got something to do with gay. I mean, these people will just... Anything they can to disrupt anything, they're just going to be right there, first in line. For what? Don we now our fun apparel? I don't know anybody. Not one person. I've never even heard of it, never even thought of it, never even entered my mind. Because I understand what the word means. See, when I was a kid, I paid attention, and we knew that the word gay also meant, you know, happy and merry. And gay used to be a name for a man. I've met a man, his first name was Gay. He was all masculine. He wasn't a homosexual. Didn't mean that, you know. Now he's probably got to change his name. But, I mean, if these people are so hung up on the word gay, maybe they're the ones that's a homophobe.
Oh, we're going to avoid. We want to avoid conflict because we just don't want to offend anybody.
Just your mere existence on Earth is offensive. Your absolute sheer stupidity and lack, the lack of thinking things all the way through is offensive. I never liked Hallmark anyway. I don't like those mushy, stupid little cards app. God almighty. Anyway, let's get in here. Let me open up my treasure chest here. My throat is killing me. I still got allergies. I can't believe this. Unbelievable. Can't wait till it gets cold. All righty here. Let's see what the hell we got here. See if we can strike some gold. You want to be a part of the program? Dial up the captain. Be clean. Not like that Occupy Wall Streeter we had yesterday. It's all right. You know, doesn't have a job, doesn't have any friends, got nothing better to do but call a blog talk radio program. 646-716-7978 to be a part of the program. 646-716-7978. Let's get in here. Let's see what the first story we have here today. Obamacare enrollments got off to a very slow start. Uh-oh. Guess what? Six people signed up. No wonder they don't want to give out those numbers till November 15th. They haven't had an opportunity to doctor the books yet. Not only that, they're hoping that people, well, will sign up. But first, they got to get the website fixed up now. So by the end of November, the website is supposed to be working. But they're going to give you those numbers November 15th. So those numbers are going to be incredibly low. And this excuse that there are so many unique visitors, well, doesn't show exactly that there were that many people. And if a website can't handle more than 20,000 people a day, it's not a website. Just saying. And they only need 7 million. Well, at this rate, I did some figuring. I think it's 150 days. So far, they're averaging 83 people a day. The first day, they got six. By the end of the third day, they had 248, I believe is the numbers. 248. They're never going to get to 7 million. And I still don't understand, with all these people that they claimed were uninsured, and now you know for a fact there has to be a lot more. We have 90 million people out of work. Got to be a lot more of people now do not have insurance. And all thereafter is 7 million. Most of those 7 million are going to be, well, getting it for next to nothing. How the hell this program is going to work just mathematically doesn't compute. But we're the racists for saying that it's not going to work because Obama's black and it was his signature program. So because we disapprove of it, according to people like Chris Matthews, we're racist because we oppose the health care law. Top hospitals are now opting out of Obamacare. Oh, we're going to have more problems. It's only going to get uglier, folks. If you think for one second this is all going to be smoothed out by November 30th, no. That's when things are going to start, happening. People are going to be forced to go into Obamacare because they need Obamacare. I mean, they need health care. They don't need Obamacare, but they need health care. So they're going to get some of those people signing up. They have no choice. What else can you do? You can't go out on the market now and buy health insurance. And those health insurance programs that they claim that are being canceled are not junk. Those are real programs. I don't know if you've seen last night, but there was one on Fox. A lady had everything. She had the whole smash. Hospitalization, she had this, she had that. She had a monthly premium she can afford. She had a deductible she could afford. She had a family, had all this. She was a widow. I mean, the whole smash. Everything was going rosy until Obamacare came and stripped it away from her. Now she's got to go on Obamacare. And if she wants to get a plan close to what she has, it's going to be less than, and it's going to be more expensive. Now, if she wants to get a plan to have exactly what she had before, well, doubles and triples, actually. I think it quadruples or triples. Can't remember the numbers, but it's a lot higher, even if it is just double. I mean, my God. And they're doubling down. I mean, they've got people coming out of all over. They're scraping people. And if you notice, is when Democrats are in damage control, have you ever noticed that the leaders, like your Harry Reids and your Nancy Pelosi's, all these people that force this down your throat, where are they?
Well, I don't know.
So now we have a representative, what the hell's his name there from New Jersey, that Papillon. I mean, who the hell is this guy? Nobody ever seen this knucklehead before. Now, he comes out there because they can't find anybody else to go out there and promote this crap. I mean, if you can't get Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi to go out there and do it, I mean, they'll do it on the Senate floor and act like they're big and tough in front of their little constituents. But when it comes down to actually, you know, going on the Sunday morning programs, where's Nancy Pelosi? She was in charge of it. Boy, she got all jazzed up about it. She was working her butt off to get it done through the House. How come she's not out there on the Sunday morning shows talking about this great and wonderful program that she helped put together? Where's she at? Well, she knows it sucks. She's not going to go out there and embarrass herself. Let's get somebody that nobody knows. Nobody knows these people. Nobody wants to hear from these people. I mean, I'm not saying that they're, you know, whatever. I mean, if they're your representative and you like them, okay, fine. But to the country, no, we should be listening to our leaders. You know, the people that actually put this together, where are they? Where's Mary Landrieu now? She was so embarrassed that we didn't have health care in this company, government health care. Where's she at now? She's so embarrassed now she can't show her face? Of course she is. Now she's really embarrassed, and she deserves to be. Uh-oh. Top generals say Obama is purging the military. Well, yeah, we knew that. It didn't take, you know, but now we're having the actual top generals are now saying it. They've already, well, they're retired now. They can speak. But when you are in uniform, whether you're a lonely private or a four-star general, you can't criticize the civilian government. You can't criticize the president. Well, if they do, if they disagree with this president, well, they're done. Colonels, generals, all out. He wants to get his own little military in there. Well, that's fine. You go ahead. There's a fraction, a certain number of military officials who are starting to say that, you know, the only way you could do this is over a coup, but it will never happen. They won't do a coup. They made that clear that they wouldn't do a coup, but, I mean, generals are talking about it. Tells me, not that they're going to do it, which tells me that this is a very, very serious problem that we have here. I mean, this tyranny is much deeper than what we may think. Our generals, I don't think, would do a coup, but his point was that this tyranny is so deep that that's the only thing that's going to be able to, that's what he's saying. That something of that magnitude is going to be needed to do this. Well, we can do it the other way than a coup. And he's not promoting a coup, so let's just not everybody get all wrapped up and start setting themselves on fire over it. We need our lawmakers to demand that we need certain things done. There's too many too many infractions in this administration. We cannot let these things go anymore. I mean, it's mounting up. I mean, Benghazi's enough. Fast and Furious was enough right there. But Fast and Furious, compared to all the, when you put it, I mean, you put it on a scale here. I mean, Fast and Furious is just, it's a Boy Scout cookout. I mean, what the hell? Dogs and burgers for everyone. That's nothing. Then we got Benghazi. Now we got IRS. I mean, IRS is, you know, it's much deeper than just Lois Lerner. But she's going to, she might even face criminal charges. I think we went over that yesterday. The NSA, for God's sakes. I am upset that we are spying on these people, but I am much more upset that we allowed ourselves to get caught. That tells me that the people that are doing this job are incompetent. Whoever's in charge of it may not be the actual worker doing the work, but the person in charge of it, the person who oversees all the security so nobody can take that information out, the person who vets the employees so they don't get people like Mr. Snowden, who just barely got a GED, has only been on the job for a couple of months and is able to take out all that information and fly to China. Now he's in Russia, and he's got a nice little cozy tech job in Russia. Now Germany wants to go ahead and talk to this guy. They want to get information from him. Think for 1 second, I mean, this guy's afraid to talk to her? No. I mean, if he's going to talk to the Chinese and the Russians, you know damn good and well he's going to talk to old Miss Merkel. If we don't go after this administration, the UN might. I mean, we don't need that. We need much more responsible government than what we have right now. We can do better than this. We're Americans. Come on, come on, come on. We can do much better than this. There's no excuse for any of this stuff. Absolutely not. Now he's going ahead and getting all of his generals in place. Homeland Security is buying up all the bullets. The NSA to test the water is now carrying firearms, machine guns, sidearms, full body armor. Now you got the AP editors. AP has been a little, they've been a little critical from time to time against this president. They're still liberal as hell, but there's certain media outlets that are, they're getting a little fed up. I mean, you've got that CNN reporter, remember her? Said that the Obama officials, they like to threaten the media. How dare you question the king? Well, the AP editors are now up in arms over Obama's staged propaganda photos. They want to be able to go in and take pictures themselves, but no. All the pictures that are released are taken by Obama's professional paid photographers. So when he puts his foot up on the desk and makes it look like he's really working, no, it looks like he's talking to Jay-Z about his new album. It doesn't look like he's working. Then he's leaning up against the doorway there, and leaning against the door, and got his fingers over his mouth. Looks like he's really thinking. He ain't thinking. These are all staged photos that you get. Any photo you get from this president is from the White House photographers. AP said they were allowed in twice to take photos. That was in the first administration, very early on. So it's been 5 years, and the AP, the Associated Press, been around for a while. Can't take a picture of the president. Representative Issa subpoenas Sebelius. Well, he's going to subpoena some documents that, okay, fine, whatever. No, I don't want any more of these committee hearings. We need to start seeing some people in the witness box. There's a lot of things going on, and it's too much. We can't let this stuff go by anymore. We've got the world against us. We've got the majority of the citizens against this government. And yet he's fighting all the way. What we're having here, again, is like a stubborn Assad. He refuses to give up power, even though nobody wants it. Of course, they want our fight, if you will, is over freedom. Their fight is over oppression. Who wants to oppress who? Well, we want our freedom back. We don't want the government to dictate to us. We don't want citizens telling us that we're too friggin' fat and we can't get any candy. And I must take this little note to my mummy. Well, I hope your house was littered with letters today, Cheryl. What was she, from North Dakota, South Dakota? North Dakota and South Dakota, those people are better than you, Cheryl. I don't think you speak for the majority of people of the Dakotas. Just saying. Just saying. Now we got the IRS. Lois Lerner gave confidential Tea Party tax info to the FEC. Violating law. Will she go? Nah. Well, we might have a few more hearings and might this. And if she does go to court, I mean, she might serve a year in some cozy little hotel jail. Don't expect her to be in Gen Pop. Let's just put it that way. Deep cuts to country's food stamp program kick in as Congress debates more. Uh-oh. Don't think for one second that there's not going to be riots in the streets. Don't think for one second that grocery stores and these little markets all over the inner cities are going to be robbed on a daily basis. Don't think for one second that there are not going to be riots in the streets and stores robbed to get food. Don't think for one second that's not going to happen. Yeah. Welcome to Obamaville. You voted for it. But it's all the Republicans' fault who are doing this. Oh, yeah, because Republicans want that. Yeah. And they're going to use that, you know for a fact. Oh, Republicans did it. So now you're going to get all these people on food stamps are going to hate Republicans even more. Oh, when it's them that are doing it. Instead of cutting back all of the taxpayer money going to their little friends to pay them back for their little campaign donations, you know, you scratch your back, I scratch my back, up. Unbelievable. Deep cuts to country's food stamps. Unbelievable. What are we going to do? Oh, dear Lord. And the federal appeals court reinstates most of Texas's abortion restrictions. Oh, my God. There we go again. Those Texicans out there, those Republicans, trying to keep women from getting health care. You can hear it now. It has nothing to do with health care.
Oh, but these women that need it because if they don't have it, they're going to die. And these women that have been raped and incest, they need to have an abortion.
Yeah, you know, those numbers are so, well, I'm not saying that they don't happen. But those numbers are nowhere near comparable to the amount of women who have abortions strictly for birth control. So that little argument of theirs just doesn't hold water. It doesn't hold. It doesn't work. But they convince themselves that it does work. Where, why, how, I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be that obtuse. So I can't help you on that one. All right. Let's get in here. Let me take another drink here. Obamacare enrollments got off to a very slow start, document shows. Six people showed up. Six people said, yep, I want that Obamacare. And I'm going to give all my personal information into this unsecure computer system here. So the hackers are just waiting for me to put my bank account information in so they can take it from me. That right there, that alone, people should be in handcuffs. You're putting insecure information out there on the internet. I'm sorry, but there are people. I don't know how to do it. I can barely operate the damn computer I got here. I can't figure out what what the hell they're doing. Do know that there are people that can break into just about anything. And don't think for one second there aren't people in there right now. Kathleen Sebelius already admitted that the site is insecure. They've all admitted it. We all know that the site is insecure. So knowing that the site is insecure, don't you think hackers heard that too? I'm not releasing anything new here. But if I heard it, you heard it, the hackers heard it. So they hear, oh, wait a minute. Well, insecure website, and they're giving out, you know, bank account information, credit cards. Oh, God damn. Social Security numbers. Well, let's get in there, boys. Let's see if we can get in on that healthcare.gov. See if we can extrapolate some numbers here. May not show up yet because they don't want to get caught, but once there's a lot more people in there, it's going to happen. That's criminal to me, putting insecure information out there on the internet for everybody to see. People's personal bank account information on an insecure website, and our government is doing this? How many more? What has to happen? What has to happen before this country says no more? I mean, is Obamacare, once everybody's finally kicked in, and it's going to take a while, and everybody's going to have to get in it? Do we have that long to wait? I don't think we do. And I understand what that general was talking about. We'll get into that story later, but I do understand. It's going to take something. Something's got to happen in order for the American people to finally wake up. And that includes both Democrats and Republicans. Conservatives already understand what the hell's going on. You understand it? I understand it. But the Republicans don't. The Democrats don't. And far too many American people don't. So what the hell's got to happen here? So anyway, for 31 days now, the Obama administration has been telling the world, oh, by the millions are visiting this new healthcare website. Millions upon millions. So many people are visiting. Froze it up. Jammed it up. So many people couldn't handle it. Don't you think you would build a website if it's supposed to handle everybody in the future? You know, in the future, it's supposed to be everybody. Don't you think you would build a website that would already be capable of handling that many people? You're spending close to $1 billion, if not more. I think you can afford, I think $1 billion should have bought you the capabilities of building a website that can handle everybody. There's no excuse for that. That's poor planning. That's not planning. That's throwing it together and just putting it up there. So when it fails, which is done on purpose, so the government then can come back in and say, okay, let's fix it. Let's get together. Let's have a discussion. Let's debate, negotiate. Let's really get down, roll up our sleeves, and just come to an agreement, come to a consensus. No, they're just going to do what they want to do, and they're not going to listen to anybody. Which means it's going to be a single payer, which means it's going to be even a bigger disaster, because if they can't get a website to handle 7 million, they can't even get a website to handle 20,000 people a day, how the frig are they going to get people to handle 350 million people? Because it's going to be at least that by the time all the illegal aliens get over here. I mean, they can't even do 7 million. How the hell are they going to do 350 million? It ain't going to happen. So that's why Mr. McCain and Mr. McConnell and the rest of you knuckleheads, Mr. King, that's why we have to fight the fight and get it repealed. We don't wait till 2016, which will be 2017, before the guy takes office, if it's going to be a Republican. But then you've got to wait to go through this and go through that and do this and do that, congressional hearings, bop, 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 bop. Then once you get out of it, it's going to be even a bigger disaster. So before it's actually completely implemented, Mr. King, Mr. McConnell, Mr. McCain, you have to fight it now. You don't fight the fight now. Remember the Civil War? Remember I already talked to you about that? The South? They could have won the war in the second day, but what did they do? Actually, it could have been the first night they could have won the war. What happened? Well, they were tired from the fighting. They seen the North up on the hill there, and they could have gone up there, and they could have slaughtered them. General Lee was pissed, and rightly so. Fight the next day, they got mutilated and lost. So that's why it's important, Mr. McCain, you of all people should know this, that when you see a fight, you have to fight it. Because if you don't fight it, that fight's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and you may not have enough toys, to win the fight. That's why you have to fight the fight now. That's why it's important to repeal Obamacare now before it's completely implemented. Before it really has an opportunity to destroy not only American people's lives, but the entire economy. Hello? This is why these people like that, they need to lose their job. They need to be gone. You vote these people back into office, that's your fault. Well, you deserve it, but we don't. Do this to your fellow man. Think of other people. Don't just think of yourself in this vote. Next time you go to the voting booth, for whatever the hell reason, you need to not only think about yourself, but what's good for everybody. And turning people from middle class into the poorhouse is not good for everybody. It's good for nobody. But that's what they want. They want everybody to be the same. The government will hand out your ration of cookies every day. And you will get only what the government gives you. The rest are for the king. Early enrollment figures are contained in notes from twice-a-day war room meetings convened with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Well, I see in the notes, first day. Beginning of the third day, there was approximately 100. By the end of the third day, 248. But the White House now is saying, "Boy, those aren't official numbers," even though those are the notes from, well, the people that were counting, the people that were joining the website. So it's official. What he means by it's not official is, well, the administration hasn't had time to doctor them yet. You know, like the talking points they did for Benghazi.
Yeah.
They didn't have time to get there. Nope, it was just too far away. And, you know, the attack, we already knew the attack wasn't going to last very long. So, you know, how did you know that, sir? How did you know the attack wasn't going to last very long? How did you know that you weren't going to get there on time? How did you know that, Mr. Panetta? And what makes you think that we do not send military into harm's way without knowing everything? Well, yeah, we do. We have forces that are specially trained to do just that, Mr. Panetta. You being the defense secretary, for God's sake, should know that. And that's irrelevant, by the way. When your Americans are going down, you go there and you pick them up. Time is not a factor in the equation. Time? What time? The hell difference does it make time? So anyway, they have had down here, they have direct enrollment, signing up directly on a insurer's website. That's not working for issuers. Experian, the credit reporting agency, well, they're creating confusion with credit card or credit check information. So you know that those information, that credit card information that you put in there, I don't blame people for not signing up. I wouldn't sign up in this. You're going to put this out there on an insecure website so everybody can take it? Take your information? Screw it. People are not concerned with security. Just doesn't. I don't get it. Maybe that's what it's going to have to take. Maybe people are going to have to lose their all of their money in the bank in order before they finally realize, oh, we've got a problem here. Yeah, we do. It's criminal to me for the government to put on an insecure website, force people to put their most personal information into an insecure website, and if they don't, they get fined or imprisoned because you refuse to put your personal information on an insecure website? Why does that not scare people? Hello, Congress, not putting the kibosh on this right now. There needs to be an immediate delay of Obamacare, effective immediately. That website needs to be shut down, revamped, make sure it's secure before you put it online. That is criminal. And those people that put it online, everyone. They need to go to trial. I'm sorry, but this is enough is enough. Bad enough we've lost American lives. It's bad enough we've taken so many jobs away from so many people. It's bad enough those people that were allowed to keep their job, well, they don't. They only have part-time job. It went from 40 to 29. Some even less than that. How much more can we take? The NSA spying on God and everybody. Spying on the Lord. And now we've got all of Europe. We've got the majority of the world. Don't think for one second these countries will not gang up on us. Don't think for one second that the UN won't put sanctions on us. What are we doing in the IRS? Fast and furious. For God's sakes, there's still thousands of guns out there that haven't been found yet. How many lives do you think in Mexico have been lost because of those guns? Probably a lot. Maybe even more than what has been actually reported, lives lost right here in the United States. How much more can we take? Well, because you didn't know anybody in Benghazi? You didn't know anybody in Fast and Furious? You don't know anybody in the IRS or the NSA? You didn't experience? Whoa, but you're going to raise my monthly premiums for my health care? Oh, wait a minute. Stop. Then you wake up. How many times were you people told, though? How many times were you people told, beginning in 2007 when Obama first started coming up with this crap? Hillary Clinton, of all people, told you about this guy. Of course, she's not much better. She's probably worse or just the same. I see a lateral move there. I don't see anything up or down on that. She's just incompetent. She is nowhere near as intelligent as people may think she are. She may be able to read a book and tell you what the hell was in it. But as far as any kind of actual skills to get anything done, no, she doesn't have any. She hasn't what? She's got her name. That's it. Well, what the hell's in a name? The issuer phone numbers are not appearing correctly on the Pay Now page. Uh-oh. There's also a bunch of reports that people who go on there think that they have Obamacare already filled out. They think they've got it. But they don't. They got on there and they thought that by just creating an account, they got health care. Well, they don't. Now they got to go back on again and redo it if they can get on the website. I don't see any possible way this can work without costing the country just billions and trillions and trillions of dollars that will in a system that will never work. This is the time to repeal it. It's not secure. Now, how the hell you know if somebody puts their information out there and a hacker comes into the website, steals their bank account information, goes out and withdraws all the money out of their bank? Well, these people find out about it. They get a whole bunch of lawyers together, and they try to sue the government. Well, if there's a whole bunch of people that are suing the government, how's the government going to pay them back? You think the government's going to pay them back? No. So now what? We've got all these people who had, probably thousands of dollars in the bank are now gone. They're penniless. All because they were forced to put their most personal information on an insecure website, or they would be fined or imprisoned. If a Democrat wants to tell me that makes sense, I'd love to hear your explanation. Except for you would be a complete and utter total waste of time, so don't even think about it. Not interested. Keep it to your stupid self. Pay attention to the friggin' evidence, the facts. It doesn't work. It can't work. That's why we have to repeal it, Mr. McCain. Are you listening? Mr. King, you understand? Now is the time. 2016 is not the time. So, all right, Megyn Kelly last night on Fox News. This is Frank Pallone, who's doubling down on stupidity. Remember we talked about him? He's a nobody because this administration can't find anybody, the leaders. We can't find Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid to come on these programs and talk about the very health care plan that they forced down our throat. Why isn't Harry Reid talking about how he finagled the rules so that he could just get it passed? They needed 60. They didn't have it. They went down to 50. They got it. Now it's passed. Was passed illegally. How come Mr. Reid isn't out there on these talk shows talking about it? Huh? Well, why do you think? He's not going to embarrass himself. So let's get this Frank Pallone. He's stupid enough to go out there. He's like one of those, with that Alan Grayson from Florida. I mean, those people have no conscience. They don't care. They have no pride in themselves or their work or the people they represent. There's no integrity in that. You can't have any integrity and say the things that this Mr. Pallone said. So let's go ahead. We can pull that up here now. Let's go ahead and play Mr. Frank Pallone, the Democrat from New Jersey. Cut number one, go.
But what you're saying is only partially true. There are some insurance companies who cancel policies, and that's what insurance
they
companies...
They cancel the policies.
Let me pose the question, then you respond. Some of the insurance companies said, all right, I'm going to cancel the policies because that happens on the insurance market. But many, many other policies. In fact, according to the insurance companies, the vast majority of these policies that are being canceled because the regulations imposed on them by Obamacare left them with no choice. The way
that
the
is
HHS,
absolutely not true.
The
they have
HHS
a right to continue the policies the
she
way
admitted
they
it.
Want.
She admitted it today, sir.
He did
sir.
Not
she,
admit that.
She
That's
did
simply
too.
Not true.
She was
the
asked about
the insurance
whether...
companies can cancel the policies if they want to. They can also offer the policies at the same price with the same lousy benefits
if
that they want to.
If they change the policies in any marginal way, then Obamacare requires that they be canceled and the people get kicked off.
No, that's not
yes.
true.
She
Obamacare
was asked about
simply requires
a $5
it's not
increase
true.
In your premium. Wait,
Obamacare
let's,
says
let's run
simply.
The soundbite. Let's run the soundbite.
Yeah, I'm not,
$5
look,
change.
Look,
$5
Obamacare
change and
simply
and
says
Watch.
That you
Stand
can
by.
Continue to.
If coinsurance went up by any amount, even by a dollar, according to your regulations, that would not qualify as a grandfathered clause. Just to have that out there for the record, I gather even by a dollar.
Dr. Cassidy, I want to start by the amount that you gave is not accurate. I was told $5, not a dollar.
For that,
it's $5. It's not a dollar. $5? First of all, when you have somebody like this, Frank Pallone, I mean the evidence is overwhelming. And why liberals would do this, I don't understand it. I don't get it. They're proven wrong. The evidence is overwhelming that they are wrong, and this man still refuses to admit that he's wrong. How does anybody take anybody like that seriously? If this is your representative in New Jersey, you're an idiot. Because if you didn't take the time to vet this man, you deserve this man. But the rest of the country doesn't. So could you please, next time you go to the voting booth, think of us before you vote for a jackass like this? The man is an idiot, and you are even stupider for voting this idiot into office. How do these people get elected? For God's sakes, man. I mean, just listening to this man talk, you know he's a moron. I mean, we don't need people like that in office. Come on. The evidence is overwhelming. It was done deliberately. They change anything. Doesn't matter what it is. And you people were told this is not a new story, by the way. As soon as this bill was passed illegally, all this stuff started to come out. Actually, it was coming out beforehand. And that's why Obama was dumbing down, doubling down. Oh, you can keep your plan. If you like your plan, you can keep it. If you would like your plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. It was written in the bill that these insurance companies, which they're blaming the insurance companies now. Well, the insurance companies don't have a choice because the rules and the regulations and all the little restrictions that you put attached to the 5-million-page health care bill restricts them from selling that same product. Well, it doesn't matter if it's bad or not. It's not their decision to make whether it's bad or not. If that company is doing something illegally, well, then you need to go after that individual company. That's what you need to do. And it wasn't just the bad plans. So they change your policy. If it changes for $5, one bit, $5, then they have to drop you. And if they want to keep you, it's going to be much more expensive. So that was done deliberately. But are they going to admit it? No. Oh, no, the president didn't lie. Oh, the president doesn't mislead. Yeah, he does lie and he does mislead. And I'm sick and tired of people out there afraid to say lie. They're afraid to say that the president lied. They still say an untruth. You tell an untruth, that's a lie. I don't care. It was meant to deceive. We already know that the man knew that these people were going to lose their insurance policies. We knew that. We know that. Again, evidence. It's a proven fact that the president did know. And if he didn't know, well, then he's incompetent, and there's no excuse for incompetence. So I don't want to hear it. But he did know that these people were going to lose their plans, and he still went out there, looked you square in the eye. If you like your doctor, you can keep him. If you like your plan, you can keep it, period. Is not a mistruth. That is not misleading. That is a lie. By you coming out there and saying and afraid to say the truth, that is a lie. If you're afraid to say it's a lie because you know for a fact that it is a lie, but you don't call it a lie because you think it might be offensive, that is a lie. You're not telling the truth. You are there to deceive. You're telling a deceitful thought. That's an untruth. Well, what's an untruth? An untruth is a lie. You can't sugarcoat it. If you lie, you lie. That's just the way it is. He got caught. He lied. It's not an untruth. It's a lie. A big, fat one. But, oh, no, he's, you know, it's no big deal. No. You can still keep your doctor. It's the insurance companies that's doing all this. It's not all the rules and regulations that, you know, that we forced upon these insurance companies. No, that had nothing to do with it. No, it was them. No, it was the law, the bill itself. But again, it's never them. It's always somebody else. It's never them. So let's go ahead. Let's go with cut number two. This is Frank Pallone here again, claiming that if your health care plan was canceled by an insurance company, it's because the Obamacare itself mandates that they cancel the plan. Is capitalism. Yeah. Because the Obamacare law itself mandates that these people are forced off their policy into Obamacare, that, he calls, is capitalism. So go ahead and listen to this. Frank Pallone, cut number two, go.
You. Provides the best. Well, there. Who is going? I can't go out as an insurance company and sell a lousy policy anymore at a high price.
You could. Because there are people like that. Why do you get to decide no. What's lousy? Why can't the American people
it's
say,
it's
lousy for you, for me, I like it?
It's capitalism. You can go out and buy whatever you want, but the insurance company realizes they can't sell this lousy insurance
policy
anymore.
But they were selling
anymore.
It, sir. You're ignoring
because
my
now
point.
They
were selling it. Some 15 million
though.
Americans thought it was great. You didn't like it, but they liked it. And then you and the president
because
came out and guaranteed people that they could keep it, period, period.
You're not,
when you make
but
a
you
guarantee.
Can't sell it, nobody's going to buy it. Nobody's going to buy it if there's a better alternative
right.
out there
okay.
that gives you better insurance for a lower price. And that's what the Affordable Care Act offers.
It's
So that's why these insurance companies are canceling, because they know they can't sell that lousy policy anymore.
That's just not true.
Sorry, I had my microphone off. Anyway, you're not going to go to one of those plans, like he says, that they're subpar. They don't meet the King's standards. And they're going to get a better plan at a lower rate. No, you're not going to get a better plan at a lower rate. You're going to get a lesser plan at a higher rate. We've already seen that. That's evidence as well. We've seen it. I seen it again last night. And you're only going to see more and more and more of them. Maybe that's what it takes. Maybe you people, you liberals, every one of you who voted for this crap, maybe you. Wait till it's your turn. Wait till your union's waivers are over with and you have to go into this. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Ooh, wait a minute. Ooh. Uh-oh. Then it's really going to be a madhouse. But then by then, it's going to be too late to fix or too late to repeal. And you're never going to fix it. Now is the time to repeal it. This needs to be put on hold. If not for the just sheer incompetence of it, just mathematically it doesn't work. But the fact that it's not secure, the fact that your personal information is not secure in a government website, if that doesn't scare the living bejesus out of you, I don't know what does. But if you're stupid enough to put your information into that computer, knowing full well it's insecure, you deserve to have your bank account drawn out. And it's going to happen. It can happen to anybody. It can happen to anybody. You can get your identity stolen for anywhere, anytime. Not just a government website. I mean, this is a serious, serious, serious problem that we have in this country. And this crime is only getting bigger. It's not going away. So whatever we're doing out there obviously isn't working as far as a deterrent goes. But they do catch a lot of people. But a lot of people they don't catch. And this administration doesn't seem all that enthused about catching people. Unless they disagree with them. Well, then yeah. Or unless you make a video of Muhammad thrown in jail. God almighty. Capitalism? How the hell is being forced out of a plan that you like into a plan that's going to be more expensive and less care? How the hell is that capitalism? This guy's an idiot. Does this man even understand capitalism? Obviously he doesn't. I don't think... He doesn't understand the law. He doesn't understand what's happening to the people. How could this guy be so obtuse that he doesn't understand what's happening to his own people? I bet if he went back and talked to every single one of his constituents, any of them who had an opportunity to look at the website and find out what their plan is going to be, I wonder if he took that time to find out what his constituents think of these people losing their plans. All of his people out there, all of his peeps, losing their plans and paying double, triple. And he's going to go out there and saying that the people are going to get it for less and get more care? Because you get a free abortion doesn't mean that you're getting more health care. And a 32-year-old single male, unless some very bizarre, strange cosmic intervention happens, is not going to need an abortion. That's all the extra care is. It's abortion care. That's it. That's what that means. It's nothing more than that. Prenatal. That's what all it means. Top hospitals opt out of Obamacare. Americans who sign up for Obamacare will be getting a big surprise. Ooh, gee, I love surprises. If they expect to access premium health care that may have been previously covered under their personal policies. Uh-oh. Most of the top hospitals will accept insurance from just one or two companies operating under Obamacare. Oh, so that means there's going to be less doctors. And remember I talked about this, I think, last week or a couple weeks ago. There's going to be people that won't be able to go to the hospital that's right, well, fairly close to them. They're going to have to travel 100 miles to go to a doctor that will see them. It may even be more than that. Don't think for a second that's not going to happen. It's already happening right now. I predicted it and had no friggin' idea that that would even happen. I mean, I'm just able to see common sense. You start seeing certain things and you can see what's going to happen down the line. Well, I saw that was going to happen down the line. Now we got this story. 2 weeks later, boom. I'm not Mr. Genius. I don't know everything. I'm not all that wise in the ways of the world. I'm much more wise than I am intelligent, but still, I'm not any better or any more powerful, any more than anybody else. How in the hell do I know that? If I can see something like that, I'm sure a lot of other people can see it as well. So now we're going to have less doctors. So grandma is going to have to find a way to either get on a bus or get their grandson to drive her down a couple hundred miles away so she can go in to see a doctor that says, well, we do cover you, but your plan doesn't cover what you need and you're too old to get it. So here's a couple of pain pills and, come see me again in about 6 months. And, we'll check up on you. Here's a lollipop. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of rationing. A lot of rationing. Not going to be enough doctors around. And, yeah, you may have a whole team of doctors. But because you're on Medicare or Medicaid, that hospital, no one's going to cover you. So now you, in order for you to go see a doctor at a hospital, you may even have to travel out of state. And if you can't see an out-of-state doctor, well, then you're going to have to travel a long ways before you can see her. Don't think for a second that's not going to happen. And then when you do get in there, we need an MRI. Well, we'll see you in 6 months. Again, here's your lollipop, and, we'll take a picture of your knee there. So if you need some prescriptions, well, that'll be about $4.95 a pill. That's $495. And it's got to come out of your pocket because we need cash only. We can't accept credit card or check. So what's going to happen is people are going to be living through a lot of pain, not only mentally, but very, very, very physically. And, of course, financially. Is this the hope and change that you voted for? I didn't expect this. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad, but I did not expect that this administration would go this deep, this far. I knew it was going to be bad. But this is beyond. This is not progressive. This is degressive. Why you liberals are still out there beating the drums on this is mind-boggling to me. You people need to have your head examined. Like I said yesterday, you need to get a hold of your dealer and tell him, I'm sorry, but I don't need that crack shipment in today. No more crack for me. I'm going straight to the Betty Ford Clinic. I got to get my head on straight. There's more than enough adequate information to kill this bill. There's more than enough evidence that if brought to court, this bill would be killed. It's still a bill. Hasn't been implemented. It's not an act. It's passed illegally. It's not an act. Let's get in here to these top generals. Obama is purging the military, they say. How about that? Nah, the king wouldn't do something like that. No, he wouldn't put people in there that just agree with him. He wouldn't do that. Those are people like Hitler. They do stuff like that. Not the king. Not Obama. No. Retired Army Major General Patrick Brady. No relation to the Brady Bunch, I'm sure. Recipient of the U.S. military's highest decoration, the Medal of Honor, as well as other top retired officers, say that President Obama's agenda is disseminating the morale of the U.S. ranks to the point members no longer feel prepared to fight or have the desire to win. And I remember very early on in this program, I said exactly that. There is no morale anymore. There's no morale in the people. In order for the soldiers to have morale, the people need to have morale for them. It's a combination. Anyway, you slice it, dice it, roll it up, and smoke it. It takes the morale of the American citizens behind the soldier. They can have all the morale in the world, but it's not going to mean very much unless you have the morale of the American people behind them. What goes on the home front is very important. And what this administration is doing to this military, just here, let me hold these testicles. Okay, see here this big giant meat cleaver? Okay, whack! You don't have your testicles anymore. They're mine, and I'm going to put them in that jar, and I'm going to keep them there forever. You will never have them again. I am the king. You gotta, this guy is just he's too cocky, too brazen. I mean, he already seen what, this guy just is, I can't tell. I mean, it's no fear, no brains. But he was bitch slapped by Putin, and what he's trying to do, I know he thinks that he can get away with this stuff in his own country. Well, yeah, he is getting away with it. He shouldn't have, but he is. But he also thinks that, well, if I can do that in this country, I can do the rest of the world too. I mean, is that his goal, to take over the world? I mean, what the hell else am I supposed to think? What is this man's goal here? What is he trying to achieve? I understand that we've got to, do some spying to find out about terrorism. But the amount of phone calls and emails and stuff that we're doing is far too excessive. I can't imagine important data. There's too much data. How are you supposed to extrapolate any important data when you have too much of it? Pinpoint it. What the hell? How are you going to listen to 70 million phone calls, for God's sakes? Well, yes, they give the date and the time and the place that it called, but still. They were tapping her, Angela Merkel's personal cell phone. Why? I'm sure she's a smart enough gal where she's not going to be talking on her personal cell phone about top secret German information. Hello? Spying on the Pope? This guy's too cocky. And when you're that cocky, you're going to get shut down. So let's go on to find out what this guy says here. This is Major General Brady. There is no doubt that Obama, his intent on emasculating the military, and will fire anyone who disagrees with him. Well, we've already covered that. We know that. We've seen that. Over such issues as homosexuals, women in foxholes, and the Obama sequester. So if anybody said anything about a homosexual or a woman in foxhole or the Obama sequester, if you disagree with anything, well, you were fired. They're purging everyone, and if you want to keep your job, just keep your mouth shut. That's what they're saying. That's what one source said. Said, yeah, you want to keep your job, keep your mouth shut. Not only are military service members being demoralized and the ranks' overall readiness being reduced by the Obama administration's purge of key leaders, colonels, those lined up in rank to replace the outgoing generals, are quietly taking their careers into other directions. Yep. Retired Army Lieutenant General William G. Jerry Boykin, who was with the Delta Force and later Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence under President George W. Bush, says over the past 3 years, it has been unprecedented for the number of four-star generals to be relieved of duty and not necessarily relieved for cause. I believe there is a purging of the military, he said. The problem is worse than we've ever seen. People I've spoken to would like to see the military fulfill their constitutional duty and take out the president, Boykin said. This is what I was talking about earlier. Our Constitution puts a civilian in charge of the military, and as a result, a coup would not be constitutional. You're not going to see a coup in the military. That's what he was talking about. That's what I meant. I mean, it's going to take, there's going to have to be something. Well, we can do this, but we got to get our leaders in Washington to back us up. We get enough people together, we're going to have to do this. There needs to be a lot of people in this government that lose their job. We've got to do something. This is no way for our country to go. We are not progressing. We are degressing. We cannot afford to go down the road that we're going. I'm sorry, liberals, but your little experiments have failed. Every one of them has failed. It is time to just give it up. Your ideas don't work because you don't think all the way through those ideas. All you want to see is what's on top. Oh, yeah, people get health care. But you have no concept of how to get everybody health care. And you've proved it. Everything that you people have done has failed. It's time to just not come up with any more ideas. They're stupid and they don't work. They're too expensive. The country cannot afford it. This is damaging our solvency. I'm sorry. It is. You can't deny that. Well, you can, but... You know, you can deny just about anything, I guess, if you're a Democrat. It just doesn't mean very much when the evidence is overwhelming. I talked to a lot of folks, one says, port where Obama is taking the military, but in the military, they can't say anything. As a consequence, the lower grades, therefore, have decided to leave. Having been given the signal that there is no future for them in the military. Boykin, however, referred to the recent reports that Obama has purged over 197, almost 200 officers in the past 5 years. 200 officers in 5 years? Not that I'm aware of has any president ever fired that many generals and that many officers in the military. Not even in the Civil War when people were being fired left and right because no one was winning. So there's that. I mean, doesn't any of this stuff scare these people? I don't get it. Why is there no outrage over any of this stuff? It's just mind-boggling to me. I mean, our own military, for God's sakes. And again, more evidence. Even you've got the top dogs saying it. What is the point of emasculating our military? We've always had a strong military, and if it wasn't for our strong military, we never would have been America. Why do we want to piss that away? Why would we want to get rid of the very force that allowed us, that brought us our freedom? Weigh that freedom? Is that what it is? Now, I have no other choice other than to think that. If they can prove me wrong, I would love to have that information before me. Never get it. So now we have Mr. Issa. Which I do like. I think he's great. He can put up a hell of a committee hearing. Well, let's do it in a grand jury this time, Mr. Issa. We need to get a lot stronger. Hold this woman in contempt. If she does not answer your questions, all of them. Bring them all in. Who was that other dingbat that Marilyn... what the hell was her name? Marilyn... Levener, whatever the hell her name was. Ah, Mr. Camp, we're only going to get that information on November 15th. Well, can't get that information out. No, we'll get it to you November 15th. Her, whatever her stupid name is. Got to say, okay, You can go ahead and not answer my questions, but you're going to be in handcuffs and you're going to be in that jail cell that you see down below, and you're going to stay there until you do answer our questions. And if that means eternity and you die in that cell, so be it. Your carcass will rot. Maybe then they might start spilling the beans. People are afraid. This president has got these people so afraid. They will not talk. They will not release any information. If they were to say anything about this king, for a fact, they wouldn't make it home. Their car would get in an accident. Something would happen. They'd walk in while there was a gas leak. You know, the house blew up. Something happened. There was a random drive-by shooting. We don't know what happened. A wild tiger escaped from the zoo. You ain't coming home. So they're not going to spill the beans. So if that means we've got to give these people protection, well, get a hold of these military dogs to know what's really going on and want to see the country go back to the way it used to be. They might have a few ideas how to do it. But we're going to have to do something. We cannot allow this to continue this way. I would love to see it not be a coup. I would love to see it not be an out-and-out civil war. The only way to do that is we start putting people in the witness box. People need to start spilling the beans. And people that are responsible need to start going to jail. There's a lot of criminal activity. We can't be having this kind of stuff. 400 surface-to-air missiles for the price of 4 American lives. One life per 100 surface-to-air missiles. Wow, that's a hell of a price. But there was only 4. Not a big deal. It wasn't like it was a whole bunch. And Fast and Furious, there was only one. Only one guy died with that. And who cares if a bunch of Mexicans died? So what? It was a long time ago. It was an experiment. We tried it. It was a good idea. It would have worked if it wasn't for the Republicans being so negative about it. So what? That Border Patrol guy, he knew. He bought his tickets. He knew what he was going to get into. Come on, he worked in a dangerous environment. He knew the risks. He knew the dangers, and it was only one. It's not a big deal. How do these people live with themselves? How do these reporters go to bed at night knowing that they're leaving all of this stuff on the table, the Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS? They're not really asking any real questions. They're not really pressing the issues. They're not really forcing this Congress to get off their ass and do their job. Because the reporters are sitting on their ass not doing their job. So the House Oversight Chairman, Mr. Daryl Issa, the Republican from California, on Thursday, subpoenaed the Health and Human Services Secretary Kat Sebelius. Accuses Sebelius' agency of withholding documents that would shed light on why healthcare.gov launched with massive technical problems on October 1. How about the security? The American people deserve to know why the administration spent significant taxpayer money on a product that is entirely dysfunctional and puts their personal information at risk. Oh, there we go. At least we got that in there. And the Republicans on the Oversight Committee are seeking information about the site's construction and testing, as well as other number of people who have successfully enrolled so far. Excuse me, I need to take a drink. Good God. Boop-a-doop-a-doop. So, there we are with that. It'll be another show. She'll produce the documents. Bop, 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 bop. They'll ask the tough questions. She'll give the tough no answers. Congress does have the power to put people in contempt. how they could allow a website to go online as insecure as it is with people putting all their personal banking information, social security numbers, all their health issues. Think of all the information that you don't really or would not want somebody to have so they could use it against you. Just think of how much information that you have that you got to put on that site. Now, do you really want to go through that? Am I the only one who realizes that that is criminal? Now, I know Mike Rogers grew there on that, but he didn't say that it was criminal. At least I didn't hear it. He might have, and I just blanked out. But nobody brought up the fact that that is criminal. You're taking people's personal information and giving it to the thieves. Well, you're stealing. You're just as guilty as the thief. How is that not criminal? Cop out there or a lawyer that could explain it to me how that is not criminal, by all means, get on the horn. Explain it to the world. You can't, because it is criminal. But yet we're going to have another hearing, and we're going to get absolutely nowhere, and it's going to be a complete and utter total waste of time. I'm going to watch the goddamn thing, but you're not going to get anything from it. I hope I'm surprised. I hope that I'm surprised, because I like this Mr. Issa. He's still conservative. And if I remember correctly, he did not vote to reopen the government. And if he did, well, then shame on him. So the IRS now, Lois Lerner, gave confidential Tea Party tax information to the Federal Elections Commission. Imagine that, violating law. Gee. Another Obama administration official violating another law. That's almost getting boring. And what does that even mean? Okay, so they violated law. Okay. And that's it? We already have this information. Now, I was watching an interview, I think yesterday. Well, it hadn't been yesterday. Story's broke. I can't remember who the hell it was. But they were saying, well, I think it was Greta. She was asking, and she said, well, you know, why aren't these people, why is she not in handcuffs now? Why has she not been arrested? We've already got the information. It's fact. It's proof. Here it is. Boom. You know, why has there not been a warrant for her arrest? What the hell are the friggin' prosecutors doing? He says, well, they don't want to disclose any information they could be looking at, and they want to get all their T's crossed and their I's dotted. Oh, well, no, they haven't started yet. They got caught with their pants down. Now we got the reporters going out there, finding out all this information. Now they got to get off their ass, put down their Cheetos, zip up their pants, and get to work. And you know for a fact that since, because Lois Lerner is an Obot and ready to go and a good little soldier for the Obama kingdom, she's going to have the greatest lawyers offered to her. Oh, man. And the prosecutor, well, the prosecutor and the judge, well, whoever they're going to be, they're going to have a little conversation with the Obama administration. They're going to have a little meeting, a little sit down. It's going to be a nice, nice little dinner, and, well, they're going to be instructed on what to do. This administration is, for a fact, that corrupt. This I know. I know everybody's corrupt in politics. Yeah. But the extent of that corruption is what we have to work on as voters. We have to work on that. We have to put people in who are the less corrupt. I know it's not perfect, but We can't keep letting this stuff go on. So let's find out here. The Internal Revenue Service shared highly confidential tax information to several Tea Party groups in the IRS scandal, blah, blah, blah. The emails obtained by Judicial Watch. And this is another thing. Judicial Watch requested this information like just a few months after it happened. They're just now getting it. That's your Freedom of Information Act for you. Oh, yeah, you can have all the information you want as long as, you know, we give it to you. And as long as you're, you know, you support the king. But if you're, no, you can't have that. We'll get it to you when we get it to you. See, we need time, well, to redact it. We need time to change it, discuss it, debate. So we'll get back to you. We'll get back to you in 5 years. The information sent via email to the FEC came in a response to the organization's questions about whether the IRS had granted tax-exempt status to the Tea Party groups that are, what are their names? They're up here somewhere. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. Well, it doesn't really matter. The point is, there were two groups. And they had their information sent to the Federal Elections Commission. Why they need that information, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. So this goes much bigger than just the IRS. This is the FEC as well. These are two government organizations, obviously owned and operated by the King Barack Hussein Obama himself, exchanging personal information, which is a direct violation, which is criminal. So I can't imagine, and I can't remember who said this, I told you with the interview, but I can't imagine what the hell the prosecutors are actually, what more are they actually looking for that they can't put an indictment out here? I mean, the emails were, well, that's already verified. The information is out there. It's there. You can't change it. You don't need to investigate anymore. You can't. You have enough for an indictment. You can investigate more because I'm sure you're going to find a hell of a lot more. But there is most definitely enough for an indictment. There's most definitely enough indictment for whoever allowed that this website to go online knowing full well that it was insecure. That deserves an indictment. Why that's not an indictment, I don't know. That affects everybody. You are putting people's personal information, their bank account information, their social security number in the hands of thieves. So that's like, well, you didn't really, really steal it, but no, you just walked up to the house, used a special key, opened the door, and allowed the thieves to walk into the house and take whatever they want. But you didn't actually take anything. You didn't steal anything. You just facilitated the theft. You allowed that site to go online insecure so people could put their personal information, their social security number, their bank account information on an insecure website. And you know for a fact, if I heard it, you heard it, we all heard it, hackers heard it too. Don't think for one second there aren't hackers in there right now. That is criminal. That is indictment worthy. Now we got more NSA leakers. Followed by Snowden's footsteps, whistleblower lawyer says. Several more current and former National Security Agency insiders inspired by American fugitive Edward Snowden have come forward as whistleblowers with details of shadowy agency's operations, according to an attorney at Whistleblowers Protection Organization. I think the government hopes to chill speech by employees in the national security and intelligence fields, especially those at the NSA and CIA. But the unintended consequence is that more and more whistleblowers are coming through the doors of the government accountability, the big giant gap between their ears. the National Security and Human Rights Director, I think courage is contagious. And we see more and more people from the NSA coming through our door after Snowden made his first revelations. So we're going to see more and more and more and more and more. Now, some of these, here's where the problem starts to really get real ugly real quick. You're going to have a lot of people. Now, the program may be, it may be, there may be a logical, actual, physical reason to have the program, and it should be remained silent, but there may be a reason for it. Well, there's going to be a lot of things uncovered by a lot of people, because far too many people have the ability to find out that information because of the incompetence running the NSA. I mean, just think back. I don't like to talk about the past so much, and you can't live in the past, but you have to just imagine on certain things. Imagine Ronald Reagan. Do you really think that this kind of shenanigans with the new technology that we have today, do you really think that somebody like a Ronald Reagan, that this crap would go on? You think for 1 second that would go on? There would be no way that 400 surface-to-air missiles would be stolen out of our embassy. And it was an embassy, but they changed the name. So because you can't have weapons going in and out of an embassy. So they called it a diplomatic facility. Whatever the friggin' name you want to call it. Do you really think that somebody like a Ronald Reagan, the way he managed the military, the way he managed the country, do you really think for 1 second that our military would have allowed 400 surface-to-air missiles to be stolen? You think our government would allow that? Not so much our military, but our government. Hell no. What, are you kidding me? That once that attack happened, do you really think that the entire Reagan administration would have said, well, we couldn't get there on time there, Ronnie, so... You know, there's really no reason. I mean, yeah, you can go back up to bed. You can have dinner, because I know you got that campaign speech to do tomorrow. So we got it under control. Don't worry about it, Chief. Yeah, don't worry about it. You think that would happen? Really? You damn Skippy, we would have been sending people everywhere. We would have found those people already. They would either be dead or captured. The IRS, you really think Ronald Reagan would have allowed this to have gone on in the IRS? You really think that nobody would have been fired for that? I don't think so. The NSA, it's not so much of what they're doing, it's what they are allowing the world to know what they're doing. If you're going to be doing this, I know I've said it too many times, but the incompetence in the NSA is overwhelming. And it starts with the administration. I mean, there's no excuse why this administration, knowing full well of all the problems with the IRS, NSA, why they haven't done anything, why people haven't lost their jobs, I don't get it, unless they are in charge of it, unless they're running the show. Now, again, no actual proof, but the evidence does simply point again. All of these scandals, and they're not phony scandals, every one of these scandals, all this crap that's going on, healthcare.gov, Fast and Furious, NSA, IRS, Benghazi, the whole smash. I mean, the list goes on and 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 on. That is the president. And if he's not going to do anything with all these scandals, he's not going to take charge and get rid of those people that are doing this stuff and embarrassing his administration, then you know for a fact it has to be coming from him. Because I know for a fact how I would feel if that was me, if I was the president in Benghazi and I had my defense secretary tell me that we couldn't get there on time. First of all, that son of a bitch not only would be fired, but he'd be behind bars. I wouldn't put up with that kind of treasonous nonsense at all. That would be immediate. But that's just me. The IRS, Fast and Furious, yeah, there'd be a lot of people losing jobs. What the IRS did, first of all, before, yes, giving those information out, giving that private information out over email with other government agencies is a violation of the law. It's criminal, yes. But the fact that withholding these people from getting their status and making them come up with all this stuff that is unnecessary, that is also criminal.
Oh, but there's a law that protects them. They can do that. It's discretionary.
Well, no, it's not. It's done deliberately. You cannot, you can't win that at a court. You won't even go to court? Yeah, we'll have a couple more hearings on it, but is anything really going to happen? I don't have any faith. I've seen it too many times. The Republicans, like this last time with the government shutdown, they had the perfect opportunity, the most perfect opportunity to stand up and fight for what really needs to be fought. And because they didn't fight, look at all the people that are having to go through this Obamacare nonsense right now. Look at what's happening here right now. And all we had to do was to fight, and we could have won. We would have had the American people on our side. The government would still be shut down, all the oceans would be closed, and all the mountains would be covered up. But we would have the American people on the side of the Republicans, because they now would say, hey, wait a minute, all this Obamacare stuff that's happening, they would all side with the Republicans as to why it needs to at least be a delay. I mean, that's the bare minimum. But I think a delay just simply means you're going to prolong the pain, and when it's finally kicked in after a year, that pain is going to be much more than it is right now. So there's only one choice, and that choice is to repeal it and repeal it now, before it has an opportunity to fester, before that virus has an opportunity to develop wings so it can become airborne. We don't need that. We don't need another airborne disease in this country. We have enough of them as it is. Liberalism has proved at every level, at every opportunity has had an opportunity to do anything, it has proved to be a failure every single time. A 100% pure, perfect track record of failure. Not one liberalistic thing that has ever been passed in this country has been a success. Not one. But yet conservatives are racists and homophobes and misogynists. See, I always thought a misogynist was someone who gave massages. But that's just me. So anyway, let's go on here. We know we've got the incompetence of the administration and the NSA because they refused to put any kind of safeguards. And where were these safeguards? Now we've got more and more of these whistleblowers coming out here. There's no security measures in place. I wonder if I can get a job with the NSA. Walk up there, work there for a couple of months, take out a whole bunch of information. Hell, I could sell it to the highest bidder. I need some money. According to Mr. Pallone, that would be capitalism. No. Oh. Capitalism, he says. He has the audacity. Government forcing you out of your health care plan that you purchased, your private plan that you went out and shopped for and you purchased. The government takes that away from you, forces you into a plan that's more expensive and less care, and that is capitalism. Not giving you an opportunity to stay with that plan that you had, that's capitalism. No, sir. Capitalism is you go out and you buy whatever the hell you want, whatever you can afford. You make the decision on what you buy, not the government, you idiot. How the hell were you elected? You're an idiot. You cannot be an intelligent person. There is no possible way you can convince me that you are an intelligent person. Either that or you're just very devious. Personally, I think it's a combination of both. I think you're an idiot, and I think you're doing this on purpose. You're devious. You're like that knucklehead down there that was at Grayson, just a mouthpiece. Are they paying you extra? Are you getting a couple extra cookies there, Mr. Palin or Poland? What's his name again? Palin? What's that jackwagon's name there? And that we've been talking about here for the last frickin' hour. What the hell's his name? Pallone? What the hell's his name? Yeah, Pallone. That's his name. Pallone. Jesus, God almighty. Now we got the AP editors. They're all jacked up. Trying to get in and take a picture of the president. Well, no, we got these stock photos that we can use. Yeah, you see the president putting his foot on that desk? Yeah, that looks real classy, Mr. President. Put your foot on the desk. Yeah, you're really working hard. Yeah, who is that? Is that Jay-Z or is that a Beyonce that you're talking to on there about their new album? You certainly wouldn't be talking to Mr. Putin with your foot on your desk like that. You'd be standing at attention, wouldn't you? Yes, sir. Woo-hoo. This guy has no respect for this office. He has no respect for this country. He has no respect for the people. He has no respect for our laws. He certainly doesn't have any respect for the Constitution. He's murderated that. He just incinerated it. Mutilated. Annihilated. The damn thing doesn't even exist anymore. Dust. So editors of the Associated Press condemned the White House's refusal to give photojournalists real access to President Obama, the king, who prefers to circulate press release style pictures taken by his own paid photographers, his own personal photographers. Why the hell would the president of the United States need a personal photographer? Jesus Christ, just take a picture. My God. I don't understand, first of all, why the press needs to have 45,000 pictures a day. The guy doesn't look that much different than he did yesterday. You don't need that many friggin' pictures. So, I mean, I guess I can understand where the AP is coming from, that they're tired of these stock photos, that the only one who can take a picture of the king is his personal paid photographers. And I wonder how much they're paid to take a picture. Wonder how much it's paid to take a picture of a camera that does everything for you now. All you got to do is click the button. You don't have to develop it. Hook it up to a computer, hit print, you're done. I wonder how much those photographers, and why would you need more than one? You're just taking a picture. But I can understand why, you know, these people, they want to take their own pictures, you know, the certain moments. I understand that. I get that. Why, I don't understand why the president won't allow him to take pictures. Why? I mean, I don't get that. I mean, are their cameras different than your paid photographer's cameras? I mean, it's a camera. They're all digital. They all take pretty much the same kind of picture. It's a friggin' picture. If you're not one of the king's photographers, you cannot take a picture of the king. That is offensive. It will confiscate your camera. Previous administrations were less strict about photos, undermining Obama's frequent claim that he strives to run the most transparent administration in history. This is not the first time that the AP has insinuated that Obama's photo policy is bad for modern journalism. Editors at the country's largest wire service began complaining about Obama's autocratic media strategy during the first campaign for the first presidency in 2008. Ooh, they even sent a letter to the king, to the king's campaign, that said, and I quote, "There are many ways in a campaign to control your message and conduct private meetings that do not involve deceiving the press corps." Ouch! Whoa, that was back then. That was back in 2008, 2009. Ow. Woo. Yeah, I mean, you can't stifle the press. We do still, it's still in the Constitution that we do have freedom of the press. You can do everything you want to stifle that freedom of the press, that freedom of speech. You can try your best, but all you're going to do is piss people off. You're going to get more and more rebels, and those rebels are going to stand up. And you know what happens when people stand up to a bully? The bully, more often than not, gets his ass kicked. You might want to think a little bit harder what you're doing, Mr. President. You're not the king of the world. You're the president of the United States, and that's all you are. You need to understand, Mr. President, and that's all you are, is a president. You can't control us like you think you want to. We will not allow you to control us. Now, if that scares you, well, it probably should. But when we scare you, that's where the problem lies. Then that fear starts to turn to anger. Fear goes away. But the anger gets bigger. You can only push people so far and for so long, and when they stand up and up against you, that's when things are going to get ugly. You need to understand that, Mr. President. You have been warned. Every one of you people have been warned since the beginning of this goddamn campaign in 2006, 2007, whenever he started. It seemed like it started for like 20 years this campaign went on. You people have been told and told everything that has happened here today you were told was going to happen. But no, we didn't know anything. Right? It's our fault because we're haters. Party's fault. Why? Because we told you you weren't going to keep your doctor? Keep your plan? It was going to go up? It's going to be where you couldn't afford it? That makes me a hater because I told you the truth before it happened? Because we were smart enough to read and understand that if your policy is changed by five big whole dollars, you're going to lose your plan, lose your doctor. And if you want to get another plan, which you are forced to, and if you don't, you get fined or go to jail, that plan is going to be much more expensive. And since your 40-hour work week was cut back to 29, you're out. You lose. You now have to go bankrupt because, well, diabetes, and you can't afford the amount of stuff that's about to happen. So if you have some kind of catastrophic event, well, people are going to go bankrupt. They get in a car accident. They're all mangled up, bones broken, lacerations, cuts, arteries slit, guts hanging out, and organs missing. And but you can get that free abortion. Makes you feel a lot better knowing that. You got your blood and guts splattered all over the highway, but... you know, you feel warm and fuzzy and so happy and so just overwhelmed with the king's that wonderful gift that he gave me. Oh, that free abortion. Oh. Meanwhile, Granny can't get a hip, but she can get abortion. I mean, this is ridiculous. All of this, the whole country has to be put go bankrupt for a unplanned out, unorganized healthcare plan that gives out free abortions to everyone. That's what this is all about. Is it worth it to you? So now we got deep cuts into the country's food stamp program, which we already talked about. You know for a fact there's going to be riots in the street. So the move to cut back benefits will be the first wide-scale chance of the program affecting nearly every single participant. The 13.6% cut comes out of about $36 a month less for a family of four getting government assistance for $420 a year. So enrollment for the food stamp benefits rose during the 2007-2011 recession, and many anti-poverty groups have warned that the cutting the program will leave millions of Americans vulnerable. Does it even say here, 48 million Americans have their food stamp benefits slash Friday. Whoa, 48 million Americans will have their food stamp benefits slash Friday. Oh, I thought they were just talking about it. Oh, look at this. That's today. Uh-oh. Today, when a recession-era boost in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, expires. So their contract expires, and people are going to lose their food stamps today. This is why these programs need to be funded socially. The community wants to have these programs and they want to fund them. They will have them. And if the community wants them, not only will they get them, but they will run effectively. They will have citizens running these programs, not the government. It's not the government's responsibility. The general welfare of the people is one thing, but not your total tyrannical control over every aspect of their lives. That's not the general welfare. And if anybody's going to tell you that's what it means, they are an idiot. Don't let people bullshit. I almost said it, but don't let people BS you with that. Don't let people tell you that crap, because that's not true. That's not the purpose for the general welfare. The purpose of the government is not to have control over your lives. Their job is to just simply run the day-to-day operations. Pay our friggin' bills. Keep our military strong and healthy. Don't piss them off. Don't make them wear Nancy Boy hats. Be proud of them. Respect them. Respect the American people. I don't feel I'm respected by this administration. I certainly don't feel that this Constitution, this is our foundation. Everything our country rests on that one document. Well, actually, the beginning. The Constitution, to me, is the Declaration of Independence Part 2, or 2.0, whatever, however you want to call it. But really, they're two separate documents into one. It's one big, giant document, but it's set up in two chapters, I guess you might say. We don't need to have a third chapter. Those two chapters that we have, well, the first chapter explains what we demanded. The second chapter explains what we got after we beat the British. So it's kind of like the New Testament and the Old Testament. I guess that's how you want to analyze it or analogize it. Oh, unbelievable. We're running out of time here, so let me see if I can get through one more here, and that'll be the end. We made it. It's the whole weekend. Friday. Yahoo! It's going to be great. We're going to be lots of football. The World Series is over. Boston won. I'm not a big Boston fan. I don't really like the Red Sox. I was rooting for the Cardinals. But in sports, anything can happen. Hey, look. I'm not going to say the Red Sox didn't deserve it. Obviously they did. They won the game. They won. They won the World Series, so congratulations. Congratulations, Boston. I know it meant a lot to you after what happened at the beginning of the season with Boston being blown up and all. And I think it's a good story. It's a good, heartwarming story. It's an American story and good for the Red Sox, so congratulations. I don't have to like your team, but I do have enough in me where I'm not that much of a creep to congratulate you on a job very well done, and they got a good team. They proved it. They're the best in baseball right now. Until somebody beats them next year, they're still the best team in baseball. So federal appeals court, if I could speak, reinstates most of Texas's abortion restrictions. A federal appeals court issued a ruling Thursday reinstating most of Texas's controversial new abortion restrictions just 3 days after a federal judge ruled they were unconstitutional. So here we go. This is where all the Republicans are haters and on and on and on. They want to take away women's health care rights. Well, Texas isn't buying it, and neither is their governor, and I like Rick Perry. Now, I don't know what the hell happened to his campaign that he had last year. He would start it off great. People liked that. People liked the fact that he had a set of key hones on him and wasn't afraid to – he was not going to back down to anybody. He wasn't afraid to tell the truth. You know, I like that. A lot of us, we all respected it. All appreciated it. Then he gets up there in those debates, and the guy just all of a sudden falls. He just, you know, halfway through the debate, he falls asleep. It's like, dude, man, I mean, drink a couple cups of coffee before you come to these things. You start off the debate great. I know most of these questions that they're asking you are boring and they can put you to sleep, but dude, you got to stay awake. So I don't know what the hell happened there, but he's still a good governor. Texas is still one of the last strongholds of this country. They're doing everything they can, too. I'm telling you, boy, the liberals, they're doing every damn thing they can to take – they want Texas, and they want Texas bad. That's why they're doing everything they can to make sure the more illegal aliens are dumping into Texas, New Mexico, anywhere they can. This administration is trying to do everything they can to undermine, well, the sovereignty of Texas itself. So I'm telling you, don't mess with Texas. And Texas will fight back. Anyway, that's it. This is the weekend. Everybody, we got to keep strong. We cannot allow these bullies in the government to keep controlling our lives. So keep the faith. Keep strong. We will see you back here Monday morning at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody.